Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Sorry, I just had to hit it right away.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or no.
That was the best one we've ever done.
I think so. We've never even had a lesson.
For real, I'm not kidding you guys. That was the best one we've ever done.
Practiced. We've never practiced.
I think it's because I just jumped right in, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or. Okay.
I liked you hitting the air horn yesterday, though. Not to bring that up again, but. That was,
yeah. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yo, the latest
update. Yo, Jesse.
In the Louvre heist.
Oh, let's hear it.
Oh my, I am so
the video
into
of
it.
Them coming down.
There's a video of them coming down.
Gosh, yes, and you know, like how typically in like elderly houses on the staircase they have the very slow stairs.
Yeah,
that's what they took down.
Wait. So I thought they came back down the same ladder
with the little cart.
The ladder has a cart on it.
Why would they take the cart?
I don't know. So it literally was like a 7-minute thing. 1 minute was actually burglarizing. 6 was coming back down in the ramp.
And you can hear, like, the French authorities are aware.
Yes.
Like, so there's alarms going off, and they're just riding the thing down, and they're both, like, kind of, like, looking over the side going, come on.
Why wouldn't they take the stairs?
I don't know that it's a ladder.
Or
I
it think is they a ladder. Gone up is, that way. It is a ladder because the German company who made the ladder now has a phenomenal advertisement that's like, great if you're trying to be quiet.
Did they take that up as well, or did they go up the ladder and then have that thing trail them? Here's what I'm thinking. If it's a ladder and the weird little old person thing, I think in their brains, they're like, we're going to be so high on adrenaline.
We're going to trip and fall.
And we're going to fall to our death.
And
like, we just need to come down.
The jewels had to be heavy, right?
Not heavy.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a crown. Is it true that they found the crown?
Yeah. Found the crown the day of. Because not the tiara, the crown.
The crown.
It fell.
It was broken.
Yeah. But it can be restored.
It can.
Yeah.
So they dropped one of the things. So they didn't, their duffel wasn't fully
zipped.
Where
did they find it? You know, was it
just
still
on the streets?
On the street. Okay.
Yeah.
So they got out with it and dropped it after that.
After they got on the pedestrian scooters.
It is literally like the commercial she's describing where it's like, if you still want to go up and downstairs and there's just an old person like, slow going up or down the stairs. Yeah, and they're both like the dogs that need to get somewhere. They're like looking over the edge like going, how do I gotta go? God, they're coming.
Like, how is there not better security at the Louvre that would go, and jump out after them.
And that's 100%. There has been a bunch of meetings recently with security at the Louvre because they're like, we're understaffed. We are not secure.
No kidding.
That's why they kind of.
Dude, there's
think,
not cameras everywhere.
So you think someone inside
maybe
was in those meetings going, they're understaffed. They're not secure.
Yes.
Let's do
there
this.
There was also another heist at a smaller museum just a couple days ago as well after the Louvre.
In Paris?
Yeah.
The memes that are coming out, everybody knows, they're so great. Like, this one girl is like, I have a camera to watch my dog lick himself. Like,
yeah.
Why does the Louvre not have cameras on every square inch of the most precious artifacts on Earth? There's like 70% of the Louvre is not under camera watch.
What?
Yeah.
It's wild. And then the there's like security guard like memes where it's like, hey, you're putting something in the non-recycle bin? Or like, oh yeah, go ahead and take your jewels. Like they're not. It's the worst.
I can't wait for the film about this.
It's gonna be
the Netflix documentary. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gonna be great. Gonna be so good. Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Very exciting news for any Coca-Cola fans.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if you like this one.
Do you like the Coca-Cola?
The Coca-Cola.
You just seem like
Walmart.
You seem like a do guy only. I thought you were just like a dude.
No, I'm a soda guy.
Mm. So anything?
Through and through. Yeah.
You occasionally get the Fanta.
Oh yeah, I love Fanta. Orange Fanta, grape Fanta is really good.
But it's do
Fanta.
You like Diet Coke?
No.
Yeah.
I don't do
see,
Diet
that's
Coke.
Where I'm losing no. you because okay. Coca-Cola is bringing back one of these flavors permanently, and it's the Diet Cherry Coke.
Yes.
I'm stoked. Mm. I love a Cherry Coke.
I saw a Diet Coke Lime in one of the little things. At
yes.
the
so that was okay. like part of the. There was like Twisted Mango, Diet Coke, Feisty Cherry.
Feisty Cherry?
Ginger Lime and Zesty Blood Orange. Huh. And I think they're just bringing back the Diet Cherry Coke permanently.
The classic cherry.
It's going to be early 2026.
Nice.
You drink soda?
Yeah.
I've never, the amount of water you drink on the daily is off-putting.
I drink
off-putting.
A lot of fluids, but I don't drink soda every day.
It's a treat.
Yeah.
I like never drink it, so.
Good for you.
Interesting.
Wow.
This has got Maker's Mark in it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
More news out of France.
Ew.
As the French National Postal Service has released 600,000 stamps that celebrates the emblem of French gastronomy. It's the croissant.
Oh.
The stamps aren't ones you'll lick and stick. They smell like a butter croissant. So if anyone has any mail coming from France, maybe a stolen crown, perhaps, coming over, and it smells like croissants, pretty cool.
Wait, but you don't lick and stick them?
You do that, but it also, you don't just do that.
Oh.
It also smells.
Wait, also, you don't lick stamps.
Yeah, no, they're peeling.
They're
yeah.
sticky.
Well, I don't know how they do it in France.
Maybe they're a little scratch and stiff. Yeah.
They're a little behind on people, it seems.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.